Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
You and I has the name which is above every other names, the name of Jesus Christ. On intimate moments, it is such a great privilege once more this evening to be joined by the servant of the Lord, Remuruti Ernest Hwadi, on intimate moments. And I hope that you are ready to listen to the word of the Lord, because we need to hear from the Lord. One word from the Lord will change your destiny. One word from the Lord will alter your life for the better. Tatana Mfundisi Ernest Hwadi, good evening and welcome to Intimate Moments.
Ntate Mashakeni, thank you so much. Ke a leboga. Ke tsena ko gape ke dumeditse le bana beso moreneng le bitsone na le matlala Jesu Christ wa Nazareth. Thank you and thank you for having me.
Moruti Hwadi, it is such a great pleasure.
Oh yes.
To have you in the studio.
Ndadimash again, thank you.
Festive
it is, yes.
Is around the corner. In as much as we are going to enjoy, we need the word of the Lord.
Exactly.
It's so interesting, Tatana Hwadi, to be guided by the Lord.
Yeah.
You feel that warmth.
Ooh.
You feel that grace. That I am not alone.
Yeah.
That's how I welcome you.
Thank you so much. Yes, osantano ubua ka di festive seasons ntate Mashakeni. Once again, we are coming to the Lord in prayer to say Modimo tswele pele gore protector, and we must not forget, by the way, we are representing Christ re sa le hona mo lefatsheng.
I love
during
when you
this
say
time.
We are representing Christ re sa le hona mo lefatsheng. E ka rata taba.
Yeah. Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Representing Christ. If someone is sent to the United States of America and say, "Utloha mo South Africa," and you go to represent us there, it means everything is taken care by the South African government.
Exactly.
Now,
then, yes.
Even when he speaks, he speaks on behalf of the South African government.
That's so true. It means you are an ambassador.
I see.
Yes.
I see.
Now, whatever that you do, the country, e leng gore o mo go yona, ga ba bone wena, ba lebella your country, e wena o tswang mo go yona. Because everything that you do, everything that you say, you know, your behavior and so on, your actions, you are simply representing the country that has sent you. That is why I'm saying, re le gona mo lefatsheng mo, we don't actually belong here on earth. But we do have, you know, another place, another country where we report to. And that is the country where Christ himself has sent us to say, Lili hona molefatsing, li representing na. You know, we speak as though it is Christ speaking. We speak the oracles, you know, the message that which we received from Christ.
Let me add as well, if this particular individual has the family, probably the family will go with him depending on the arrangement.
Yes,
because sometimes if you are an ambassador, it's 5 years contract.
Yeah
The children will be there, everything will be paid, schooling, if it is a university, everything.
We're talking about the provision.
I love the way you put it.
Yes.
I love the way you put it.
Yeah.
The provision.
So
yes.
It means everything that you need when ali family yahu, you don't have to worry. The state is taking care.
I love the way you put it. The state.
Exactly.
Hey,
is taking care of your needs.
I see.
It could be the needs of the children. It could be your personal needs, whatsoever.
Yeah.
The most important thing, remember that, Mashakin, an ambassador does not represent himself. You represent the country where you are coming from.
I think that has to be emphasized, Tatana Mfundisi Hwadi. I am not representing myself.
Yes.
I am representing the country I come from.
Exactly.
It means the values and the aspirations and the desires of South Africa are carried by me. It's on my shoulders.
That's so correct, Ntate Mashakeni.
Talk to me.
Yes.
Talk to me.
Everything is right in your shoulders.
Right.
That is why whatsoever that you do, you must know or you must do it in a rightful way.
Ah.
And in a very respectful, very respectable way. You must also protect the country where you come from. Because if you don't, I mean, the country where you are, they will think your behavior, you know, people from where you are, they behave the way you are doing.
I see. In other words, Muruti Khwadi, you become a mirror of South Africa.
That's
or
so
your
great.
Country.
Exactly. Exactly.
If, like you're saying, you behave strangely.
Yes. This is what is done in South Africa. Definitely. This is exactly what is done.
Yeah.
I mean, the manner in which you speak to people, the manner in which you relate, the dealings, you know.
I love the dealings. Yes. Still,
ilungurwena ukena kamahara hatona. You are representing the country where you are coming from. But, you know, the great thing is that Runa, as children of God, we represent the kingdom of heaven. We represent Christ himself. And Christ is the one who tells us how to behave.
Listen to what he says, the very same Christ.
Mm.
I am not praying that you should take them out of this world.
Yo.
Now, he was praying that prayer in the book of John, the Gospel, chapter 17. But you should protect them against the evil forces. And he goes on to say, because when you are saying we are representing Christ, the kingdom of God, they are not of this world.
Exactly.
As I'm not of this world.
Wow. That's so powerful. Now, here, Jesu abulela mantu ahore, they are not of this world. That's where you will understand ahore, truly, we do not belong in this world.
I can imagine.
We can eat here on earth, we can sleep, we can do whatever that which we do, but we must also, you know, be conscious, you know, by the fact that we are not of this world. You know, we are representing another divine country there. Eilungur ina le melao ya yona. Exactly.
Yona country euling kojona.
Yes. Yona country eilungur u ina le melao ya hur rina le mieto ya runa rina le kamukwa ori dirang din to taruna kate.
I love you there, Pastor
Ellis. This Bible.
Who are representing the kingdom of
the
God
kingdom
here on earth.
On earth.
I suppose that's true.
Yaruna.
Yeah.
It is written in this Bible. Whatever that which we do it according to what the Bible tells
us to do. Whatever that we do, we do according to what is written in the Word.
In the Word of God.
I see.
Yes. I mean, he bibili ebola mantsohore. We do not belong here.
Yeah.
Because we don't belong here,
We
are not even supposed to adopt mekwa di style polelo behavior ya batho ba ileng hore re phela le bona. Hasi meetlo ya rona, hasi polelo tsa rona, ha re tsebe. Rena re tseba only the voice of Jesus Christ.
Right.
When he speaks, we follow him, you know.
I love when you say, Runa, we follow the voice of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
And whenever he speaks, we follow him.
We follow and we obey. There's another voice that you will normally hear, you know, in a foreign country.
Yeah.
But we know and we must be able to distinguish between the voices. When the voice that speaks, that is calling you in a foreign country, then you will know to say, that is not the voice of the one I am saving. And there is Jesus, that when he speaks, that Mashakin, we are able to know and identify, you know, accurately so, his word. And once we know his voice, we are able to follow Lindzwe lahahe, you know, the leadership yahahe.
Pastor Ennis, what is my guest? We're talking about the ambassadors, being the ambassadors and the steward of the kingdom of God. When John arrived, he says, I'm just a forerunner. Someone greater than mine is coming.
Exactly.
Repent. For the kingdom of God is at hand.
Exactly. You know, that is actually the message that which we are preaching in this foreign land. We are simply saying, come to the knowledge of Christ.
Right.
We are simply saying there is the high voice, you know, that is calling so that when we hear this message, we are able to come to this, you know, knowledge of salvation. As you are mentioning to say, you know, John was preaching and speaking and preaching the kingdom kingdom of God, and you are saying, repent, because the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And this is the message that which we are preaching. We are representing Christ while we are in the foreign land.
I want us to continue on that. We are representing Christ being on the foreign land. On Intimate Moments, Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, my guest in the studio, Pastor Ernest Hwadi. I am so excited this evening as well to know that our God is holy. Muruti Hwadi, we are representing Christ.
Yeah.
In a foreign land.
That's so true.
Continue on that.
Thank you so much. Let's study the book of Nehemiah, chapter 2. Then I will take it from verse 1, Dr. Mashagin. It came about in the 20th year of Artaxerxes, during this month of Nisan. The king was about to drink some wine that I was preparing for him. And now I had never looked so troubled in his presence. The king asked me, "Why do you look so troubled, since you are not ill? This cannot be anything else but troubles of the heart." Then I was filled with fear. I replied to the king, "May the king live forever. Why shouldn't I be troubled, since the city where my ancestral sepulchres are located lies waste, with its gates burned by fire?" The king answered, "What do you want?" So I prayed to the God of heaven, and I replied to the king, "If it seem good to you, and if your servant has found favor with you, would you send me to Judah, to the city where the ancestral sepulchres are located, so I can rebuild it?" Ndati Mashakin, if you read this passage of scripture, you realize that Nehemiah is actually seen to be in another country, representing, you know, his home country. And he looks very sad, and he wants to go back and rebuild the city. When you read and understand, you realize that he appears to be the steward, you know. And I will tell you why I say he appears to be the steward, because the steward is a person who is given the task to look after the business of God. You know, Nehemiah, and to rebuild the city. And Pilohahe Ibabusuku in this time, and he tells the king to say, "I am very burdened, you know, I am feeling so sad, because, you know, the city where I come from, it lies in ruins. And if it pleases the king, please allow me to go and rebuild the..." Now you see the stewardship there. You also see the ambassadorship there, where, you know, if you are an ambassador, we know and we understand that an ambassador is a very highest diplomatic rank. Actually, it is an official representative, especially a high-ranking diplomat, you know, who represent a state and is usually accredited to another sovereign state or to an international organization, as the, you know, the president represented a representative of their own government or of their sovereign state. Now, in other words, he is now seen to be an ambassador. The responsibilities given to Nehemiah, kihuri atsamaye aye, you know, to his home country, so that he can rebuild the city. And remember, when he rebuilds the city, he gets instructions from the country elungur wai representa. He gets every support from the country elungur wai representa. And again, we see him as the steward, you know, as I indicated, to say a steward is a person who is tasked to look after, you know, the business of another person. And in our case today, we would say we are the stewards today in Tatemashakeni, because rilmolifatsi mo kabakala hore we are looking after the business of God, not the business of man.
This is Intimate Moments on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Pastor Ernest Gwadi read very well from the book of Nehemiah. We are looking at the interests of the Lord.
Yeah.
One of the things that was given to us as the church is the Great Commission. Go ye therefore, preach the gospel of the kingdom.
Amen.
So that is the interest of heaven, that we are supposed to take it to the nation.
Yeah, and Tate Mashakeni, as you are saying that, to say, you know, we are actually in the interest of God, you know, looking after the interest of God, not the interest of man. I want to link that with what I see from where we have read, because Nehemiah also, he was sent to Judah and he was tasked with rebuilding the city that was in ruins. And its gates, the Bible tells us to say, its gates have been burned down. The same thing, we are tasked, Ntate Mashakeni, to ensure that we preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. Nehemiah was sent to Judah. He was tasked to rebuild. And we are rebuilding the lives of people, those people who lost, you know, the connection with God, who lost the connection or the intimacy with God. We are being given, you know, the task. We are the stewards today of, you know, of Christ, because we carry something that is not our own, but something that is of Christ himself. And Christ said, therefore, go ye therefore and make all people my disciples. Come on, so among them, we are making people the disciples of Christ, but not our very own disciples. When we preach, we're preaching Christ to the people, so that at the end of the day, it brings glory to the Lord. Nehemiah, when he was sent to Judah, he was sent so that the work and the task that was given him must bring glory to the Lord, not glory to himself.
I can imagine, when you said earlier on, he was overburdened.
Yes.
When he saw the ruins, you put it nicely.
Exactly.
Broken down, scattered. And I can imagine, yamutwenyan tweyo. So, liruna, we have the message.
Yeah.
Thus says the Lord. And our message is from him.
Yeah.
Who sent us.
Yeah, the message in Ntate Mashakeni is definitely from him who has sent us.
Right.
And we must be, you know, conscious about what we say to the people, so that we don't say different things.
I can imagine.
You know, saying things that which we were never told to say. And this is something that which we need to guard against.
I can imagine.
Today, you send a person hore ayo dropa lengwalo raposo Ntate Mashakeni. I say lengwalo ko addressing AT.
Yeah.
Ha fihla ko teng ha sa checka hore lengwalo le ke lona le letsenang ka mohare ha this post o tsenya lengwalo le le wrong.
Now you I love that analogy.
Yes.
Pastor Ernest Gwadi. Continue.
Now you are confusing, you know, the recipient, because here the owner of the house abula the post box a fitela melaitsa. When you read, you realize who you are, different, you reading different letters, something that
I can imagine,
which you are not connected, you don't know about the news or the stories that you are reading about. The message that which we preach, it must be the pure message of Christ intended to reach the rightful recipients. We must not mix messages, because the more we continue to mix messages,
right,
we are confusing the people. At the end of the people, other letters, Ntate Mashakeni, those are the summoning people to appear before the court of law. I'm becoming confused, but why am I receiving this letter? Because I don't know about this news. But we are given the right to speak the pure and the true message that is relevant to every person.
Pastor Ernest Gwadi is my guest. Intimate Moments on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. I can imagine if the letter does not reach the right recipient.
Yeah. Yo.
It means that it won't go where it was intended
That's
to
so
go.
That's so true. That's so true.
You know?
Mm.
You know?
Yeah.
And our message is very clear. You are loved by God.
Amen.
You are not supposed to die being in sin. Exactly.
Talk to me, Mruti Ernest. It is very important to know Hore Runa as messengers because we are the carriers of the letters.
Absolutely.
We must perform our task, you know, in a rightful way. When we are sent to deliver a message to this particular address, we must ensure that we don't mix the addresses because we confuse the people. The message given us is very clear. Christ has said to us, go ye therefore, make people my disciples. In other words, preach Christ crucified to everybody. We are not supposed to be preaching any other stories and so on.
Mm.
Nehemiah was given a mandate to say, go and rebuild the city that lies in ruins. And he was not supposed to be doing any other function except to build the city.
Except to build the city. Intimate Moments on Radio Pulpit, Your Daily Companion. We continue on that. The mandate was to build or rebuild the city. Pastor Ernest Hwadi, you said earlier on, Nehemiah was given the message.
Yes.
And apparently the message that the Hwadi was from the Lord
mm-hmm.
to rebuild the city.
Exactly.
Let's start on there.
Yes. Now, the message was from the Lord, Ntate Mashakini, and the message actually was to say, go and rebuild the city. But I want to show you something. Here, what the king is saying. The Bible in verse number 2 tells us to say, the king asked, why do you look so troubled since you are not ill? This cannot be anything else but troubles of the heart. Now, I want to talk about troubles of the heart, Ntate Mashakeni. The troubles of the heart, it is that trouble where when God gives you the message, you are not going to be comfortable, but to fulfill the message, to fulfill the call that God has given you. The trouble of the heart, it is that trouble that comes because God has given you a burden that you alone have to fulfill, Ntate Mashakeni. And when he pray, Jeremiah, he says, O king, live forever. Would you grant me the ability so that I go and do what God called me to do? God gives us the trouble of the heart in a way that he propels us, Ntate Mashakeni, so that riske raba comfortable radula fela re tshwere molaetsa. Molaetsa o ro tshwereng ke molaetsa o leng gore o na le matla, and molaetsa o tshwanetse o tle o re tshise so that re kgone go emella re tsamaye ro rerela batho re ba bolelle gore this is what the Lord is saying. And we know gore Nehemiah was never comfortable because he was carrying the message that comes from the Lord.
I love that he was carrying the message, my family, that comes from the Lord. No wonder Pastor Ernest Hwadi, Paul says, I am not ashamed
yes.
of the gospel of Christ.
Yeah.
This is the gospel of the kingdom because kimata amujimu, it is the power of God.
Yeah, that's so true. You know, how bua jalo ntate Mashakeni, you realize hore he abua mantswa hore I am not ashamed of this gospel. Just imagine henkebe ile hore Nehemiah was ashamed, you know, to go, and he knew for sure hore he, whereas I go and rebuild the city, there are oppositions that I'm going to be facing, oppositions that I'm going to be experiencing. There are people who will be speaking evil, who will be speaking bad and so on. But he was never ashamed. The same way Paul is simply saying, I am not ashamed of this gospel because it is the power of God, you know, unto salvation. Nehemiah was also given the ability, the strength, the wisdom to say, as you go and start the work, I, the Lord, will be on your side. God was there with him as he faced so many oppositions, but he stood the test of time, knowing, Hore, I have been given, you know, the troubles of the heart. God is troubling me by giving me a huge responsibility. And this responsibility given by the Lord, I will ensure, Hore, kiai petahaza. And on the other hand, Paul is saying, because of the gospel is the power of Christ unto salvation, therefore I am not ashamed of it. He simply means I am here to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ, even though I know that there are many adversaries, there are many people who will be opposing me.
Intimate moments on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. This evening in the studio, I have the privilege to host the servant of the Lord, Pastor Ernest Hwadi. Pastor Ernest Hwadi, I'm glad that as the representative of the kingdom of God, we have the privilege as well to draw nearer to the throne room of grace.
Powerful.
Before we take the message to the right recipient.
Exactly. Exactly.
That's what you said?
Yes, 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 yes.
We must not mix issues.
Talk to me about
drawing nearer before Nkamula yetsa ona ruise ko batho.
Yeah. Ntate Mashakeni, you know there's a story where a child was asking papa gagwe gore mara, why aeroplane ela ele enyane ela? And papa he would say, no, aeroplane ela in an actual fact asenyane. It all depends, you know, how close you come to this aeroplane. The more you come closer to this aeroplane, then you will realize, or it is very big, it is very huge. But if you are far away from it, then I mean you will see it as though ukari kenyan. Now I'm simply saying that Mashakeni, it is very much important for us as children of God to come nearer to the Lord, because the more we come closer to the Lord, the more we realize how great our God is. But if we are far away from God, then we see God as though he is a small God. But I want to bring this great news to say, let us come closer to the Lord so that we can see and realize his greatness, his power, his wisdom, that Mashakeni, his ability to do, you know, the great things that, you know, a human mind cannot even comprehend. I'm simply saying our God is so great, and we really need to come closer to him so that we are able to see the greatness of God.
And you and I, you are experiencing the greatness of God, I suppose, this evening as the word of the Lord speaks. And I'm so excited that the word of God direct us, you know, as ambassadors, as stewards of the kingdom of God. You know, and the very same Jesus that we are following, Remruti Hwadi says, ask and it shall be given unto you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened unto you.
That's so true. These are the principles of the word of the Lord. We are the ambassadors of Christ. We are sent here to represent Christ himself, not to represent ourselves. We are the stewards, you know, the caretakers of those, you know, that God has entrusted with. God has really entrusted us with great things. And God, Ntate Mashakeni, is also giving us the ability to excel, to do things. I mean, he bibili ibula manzohor, ask and you will receive, knock and the door will be opened for you. Then you realize, you know, God is actually trusting us, and he's simply saying, come closer to me. And as you come closer to me, whatsoever that you need, I will provide, because I am the God that provides. And he spoke to Moses and he said to Moses, tell Pharaoh that I am has sent you. Why? Because Moses was to know that God is the great I am. God was so intentional when he was saying to Moses, tell Pharaoh to say I am. He's supposed to finish the sentence. If he needed healing, he is the healer. If he needed any provision, he is the provider. If he needed life, God is the great I am. And Moses was supposed to finish the sentence. Let us finish the sentence today in Tadima Shakeni. Let us stand in the gap and let us represent Christ while we are here on earth. Everything that which we need, God is the great I am. He is and he was and he still exists until the end of the world.
Pastor Ernest Wadi on Intimate Moments on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. The Lord that we serve, you and I, my family, as stewards, as ambassadors, is the great I am. And I suppose this is so befitting that Wadi, when John was in the island of Patmos, Jesus appeared to him. I am the Alpha and the Omega.
And the Omega.
The beginning and the end.
Wow.
The Lord who is, who was, and who is to come. I want us to start there.
Amen.
As we are going to summarize what we are talking about. Being ambassadors.
Amen.
Being representative. Being in partnership with the Lord God Almighty. Muruti Khwari, this is brilliant. You
praise
love it?
The Lord. I love it, Papa. I love it. I love it. It's so great. It's so great.
Intimate Moments on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. We're loving the discussion. I suppose you are saying amen and amen and amen to the Lord. Yeah? As a child of God. Now, remember earlier on, I read Psalm 99. Before I bring in the servant of the Lord, allow me to read from verse number 1. The Lord reigns, let the people tremble. He dwells between the cherubim. Ishkomleshi blablakashon. Let the earth be moved. The Lord is great in Zion, and he is high above all the peoples. Let them praise your great name and awesome name. He is holy. Pastor Ernest Wadi, we see John. The Lord Jesus Christ came to him. Because as an ambassador, we are not alone. And let me read just to make us put everything, when Amuruti Khwadi and the family that we love, into context. I'm going to read my family, Revelation chapter 1, verse number 8. And I would allow as well my guest in the studio, Amuruti Khwadi, to speak. It says, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the ending, says the Lord, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty God. I want us to summarize our talk this evening.
You know, Ndadimashakeni, as we summarize, and you are reading a very powerful passage of scripture, it identifies who God is. It talks about the sovereignty of God. Remember, God is not limited by anything. God is so great and God is so powerful. The Bible tells us, and it says, you know, he is the Alpha and the Omega. In an actual fact, Ndadimashakeni, before the beginning can begin, God had already existed, and you know, he's still God even today, he remains God forever and ever. I also want to bring in another passage of scripture. The Bible tells us in the book of John chapter 1 verse number 2, the Bible says he existed in the beginning with God, and it talks about God, or Jesus, being the Word. And when you look into verse number 1 says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word existed. The Word was with God, and the Word was God, and he was with God. And verse number 3 tells us to say, he, through him all things were made. Now, when you read a passage of scripture where the Bible tells us to say he is the Alpha and the Omega, and you also look into verse number 3 where the Bible says, through him all things were made, and apart from him nothing was made that has been made. Now, you realize that before the things that we see could be made, God already was there. He knows how he made everything. He created everything. Now, it talks about the sovereignty of God. It talks about God who is so powerful. That's why the Bible says he is the beginning and he is the end. Before the beginning begins, God already existed. even before or after the end, you know, can end, the world can end, he will still continue to remain, you know, to live, to or to exist, because he is sovereign. He's not bound by the power of time. He's not bound by the space. He's not bound by everything. He is God in his entirely.
Pastor Ernest Hwadi in the studio on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. And I must say that it shows clearly that Murutikwadi, scriptures does not contradict itself.
Scripture cannot contradict
itself.
I'm
so glad that you are able to link well.
Oh yes, that's the word of God. That's so true, Dr. Mashakiri. Yeah, because God is so. I mean, remember that the scripture is God's word.
Yeah.
The Bible says all scripture are given by God's inspiration.
Hallelujah.
He has inspired.
Yeah.
Everything that is written in the Bible, it is the word of God,
and
therefore God cannot contradict himself.
Indeed.
Yes.
I love it, Maruti. In the final analysis, when everything is said and done, what should be the responsibility, just to remind the family, the responsibility of an ambassador in a foreign land?
Well,
particularly when it refers to us as born-again Christians.
The responsibility in that, Mashakini, let's speak exactly what the Master tells us to speak. We don't speak things that which we think they are correct, but we must speak as given by the Lord. That is the first responsibility. The second responsibility that I want to highlight is that, remember our behavior, our speech, that our conduct in Tate Mashakini, we actually represent the country that which we come from. In this instance, we represent the kingdom of heaven. We represent God himself, and we must represent God, you know, wholeheartedly. So we must present ourselves in a manner worthy of the child of God. We must speak well, you know, we must guard our speech, our conduct. We must not adopt the style, the methods, the how, you know, people in the other in the foreign land do. We must, you know, represent Christ, and by living exactly how we ought to live from the country that which we represent. So all these things would normally, you know, bring this as a focus to say, remember, we are representing Christ. Kamilomu ya rena, dipolelo tsa rena, behavior ya rena, Ntate Mashakeni, conduct ya rena, we must know. We must not, you know, speak things that which we think they are correct, but let's speak what the Master is saying.
One thing that I love about us as the ambassadors of the kingdom of God is the promise of the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
And actually now he's leading us. Remember when Jesus ascended on high, he said, stay in Jerusalem, you guys.
Yeah.
Stay in Jerusalem. Why is it so important in our journey as Christians, as ambassadors, to recognize the third person in the Trinity of God?
You know, the Holy Spirit is with us to remind us. And he reminds us everything that the Lord has told us. That's what the Bible says. And when we face persecutions, you know, so many challenges, the Holy Spirit is here to comfort us, to say, it is okay. The Holy Spirit is our counselor.
Amen.
He speaks to us. He counsels us. You know, the Holy Spirit is here to say, I'm here to remind you, to speak to you, to comfort you.
Amen.
You know, and every time when we are so discouraged, he also helps us. He prays through us. We don't know how to pray. We don't know how to approach the throne of the Lord.
Right.
But it is the Spirit of the Lord that will pray together with us and helps us, you know, in our prayer. He gives us the strength not to give up. To be an ambassador in a foreign land is not an easy thing.
I love that.
Remember, Hore, in a foreign country, there are certain food that you are not supposed to eat. You don't indulge in certain activities. That's where the Holy Spirit will come to say, by the way, you are in this country not by your own. You are sent to do this and that. The work is given us. And the Holy Spirit will tell us to say, don't do this, but do this.
Now, you will recall, my family, that the very same Holy Spirit, the servant of the Lord, is speaking about or talking about, During creation, Murutihwati, he was part and parcel of the whole process.
That's so great, yes. That's so true.
Because the Bible says the Spirit of the Lord was hovering upon the waters.
The surface
so
of the water.
Meaning that even in the new dispensation of grace where we are, ukona is there.
Yo, he's here every time. He's here in Tatimashakini. Kanaku engwele engwe. The Spirit of the Lord is here.
Yeah.
You know, we are so blessed to have the Holy Spirit in our lives.
Amen.
Because the Holy Spirit also warns us to say, if you go in there, then there will be danger there.
I can imagine.
You'd rather not go inside
Lord
there.
Have you mercy. Know, Lord
at
have
times,
mercy.
As ambassadors, we are tempted to eat food that we are not supposed to eat. We are tempted to indulge in other activities that we are not. But the Holy Spirit will always come and warn us to say, you do not go in there, because the child of God, an ambassador, is not supposed to do what you are doing. So we are so much blessed to have the Holy Spirit in our lives. We are so much blessed, Ntate Mashakini, to be hearing from the Holy Spirit, who always remind us to say, this is the right way
this
to go.
Is the right way. Intimate moments on this lovely evening. I love the gospel of the kingdom that reaches the hearts. Man cannot reach the heart.
Yeah.
It is only the gospel of the kingdom. The outside behavior cannot be changed by laws and regulation. It is only the gospel of Christ. I love the discussion. I must say that we are so grateful to be here and you are listening to us. And we're looking closely at the Bible, what the Bible is saying. Pastor Ernest Hwadi is here.
Thank you so much.
Summarize and we say goodbye.
Amen.
What are some of the things perhaps you would like to remind the family?
Yes, Ntate Mashakini, remember we had said we are the stewards and then of the Lord. And we also explained to say being stewards, it means that we are tasked to look after the business of God. This is our responsibility, Ntate Mashakini, to ensure the task that is given us, we fulfill it, and to the last point. And we also highlighted to say we are also the ambassadors like Nehemiah, who was sent, you know, from another country going to the other country. We are ambassadors of Christ. We are having or holding a highest diplomatic rank. And at the end of the day, we are responsible to the home country.
I love the home country that has sent us.
Yes.
And you and I quoted a scripture where Jesus was praying, they are not of this world.
Amen.
Sanctify them by your truth, and your word is the truth.
Yeah. That's so true. That you realize that Ntate Mashakini, we are holding an official representative, and this we can do if we continue to do and to abide by the will of the Lord.
Pastor Ernest Hwadi, that's how we are going to pack it here for this evening. What a brilliant discussion.
Praise
much
God.
Appreciated,
Amen.
Servant of the
Thank
Lord.
Thank you. God bless you too.
Right. My family, my name is Thompson Mashakini. Thank you for listening. Intimate moments with myself and Muruti Ernest Hwadi. Much appreciated. Bye-bye.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM. 657 AM, radio for believers in action.